Welcome to the Medical Insider Podcast, where we highlight real-life solutions to your health challenges, incorporate new technology and proven solutions from the past with a healthy dose of common sense, while resisting the pitfalls of idiopathic classifications and economically based medical doctrine. This is your host, Dr. Thomas Santucci. Let's get started. Greetings. As most of you know, stem cells were removed from the commercial market almost a year ago today. I'm going to do an update, really give you an idea of what's going on with the landscape 1 year later. So stem cells were re-regulated last June of 2021. Specifically, the relaxed enforcement of drug-designated rules ended, and now stem cells had to be approved as 561 drugs, a certain kind of authorization from the FDA that said that they passed rigorous drug trials. Labs were then tasked, and in fairness, always had been tasked, with the daunting job of proving that stem cells were safe and effective with large-scale expensive studies that basically no one did. This had the effect of removing them from the functional medicine armamentarium. To obtain stem cells, labs harvested umbilical cord stem cells from healthy C-section afterbirth tissues that were otherwise considered medical waste. In those cells were the chemical signals of rejuvenation that our species has not experienced in any process since the embryologic development process itself. So what does the literature say about stem cells? Remember, we only use Class A or Level 1 research, not the paid-for stuff that we've discussed in earlier research podcasts. Stem cells replicate themselves, and probably more importantly, they replicate damaged tissue. That means stem cells injected into the human body will seek out and repair damaged tissues. Stem cells are anti-inflammatory. They convert natural immunity white blood cells to an active anti-inflammatory state. Because stem cells are naturally attracted to inflammation, they can seek out damaged and injured tissues. So a simple IV can conceivably go to multiple places where it's needed in the body. Stem cells are anti-apoptotic. This means not only do they not cause cancer, they battle cancer, helping the body rid itself of the cancer cells that we produce every day. Lastly, stem cells help balance immune response. This is vitally important as we begin to deal with the explosion of autoimmune diseases still considered idiopathic by conventional terms. The applications for stem cells were widespread. They ranged from joint injections that eliminated knee and hip surgeries, IV applications that helped control raging arthritis pain, to intranasal stem cells that reverse signs of dementia and Alzheimer's. It was really a golden minute in medicine. Its aftermath was not so golden. Unregulated labs that inexpensively cloned live cells were opened up in Mexico, usually staffed by the same doctors from the US that could no longer offer the higher quality cells. These cells were multiplied or cloned several generations to get counts in the billions, not millions as naturally occur. Multi-million dollar labs with PhD staffs were now illegal, but a backroom operation in Tijuana was okay. It is now 1 year later. Stem cells in their pure form are still not available. They are considered the stuff of future medicine to be assiduously researched, nothing to be rushed into. So where are we today? So to understand that, we have to go a little bit deeper into the different birth tissue products. Still, the rarest and most effective regenerative cells are the omnipotent cells harvested from the umbilical cord. These are not available currently in their pure form, but they still constitute the gold standard of the upper limit of ethically derived effective regenerative products. I have not included eggs, fetal tissue, or the so-called autologous products, which require minor surgery to obtain. Exosomes are the current stem cell substitution. They have wide acceptance due to their acellular composition. Exosomes are nanoparticles or microvesicles, if you remember your high school biology, that contain very powerful signaling molecules that end up producing stem cells and have many of the positive attributes of stem cells without the live cell component. This helps get past the regulators. In the next level of umbilical cord products is Wharton's jelly. It's a tissue rich in regenerative peptides, growth hormone signalers, and anti-inflammatory chemistry. Wharton's jelly also contains some scaffolding, which makes it ideal for joint injections. It has been widely used in combination with exosomes and hyaluronic acid for different regen applications, from diabetic wounds, knee injections, and men's health applications. The low man on the natural regen ladder is amniotic fluid. While it's difficult to really estimate the virulence, if I had to guess, I'd put it on par with plasma-rich protein or the extract that we get from centrifuging a patient's own blood to get a regen agent. So what does all this look like? What's the future look like? The future looks like a return to the past where we can obtain omnipotent stem cells. Timeframes are estimated between 3 and 30 months. We really don't know. Umbilical cord stem cells are currently in phase 2 trials for COVID due to their immune boosting properties. The word is that there's people at the FDA that are viewing this in a positive light on this and many other independent research board applications. So what does this mean for you? So long term, a lot. So stem cells are being modified to selectively regrow heart valves, replace pancreatic tissues for diabetics, completely restore ligaments and muscles in damaged tissues. These advances are being shepherded by researchers who will bring this into the mainstream. Modified stem cells will take longer than what we can do today, but will hopefully produce more powerful regenerative benefits. It's really a revolution, a positive thing. So what does this mean for people with problems today? It means that if you have a problem with your low back or knees, there's probably a Wharton's jelly hyaluronic acid regen solution for you. It's going to be about 70% as good as what we could do a year ago, but it's going to be way better than any of the alternatives. If you have systemic arthritis or certain autoimmune diseases, you should certainly look at a cocktail of exosomes and Wharton's jelly umbilical treatments. All of these are legal and they're covered by independent research board authorizations or they're in allowed studies. In the near future, and again, something that certain clinics had already been doing, we should look to a return to stem cells for COVID management and repair. Looking to the near future also, stem cells for cognitive and neurodegenerative conditions like Alzheimer's and cognitive decline. Like many things in functional medicine or in, you know, the integrative world, we've got to kludge together what we have. There are regenerative solutions, certainly for knee joints. There are regenerative solutions systemic for arthritides, and these can be explored on an individual basis. We're really looking forward to the return of the omnipotent stem cells, the ones that can produce 120 different kinds of cells and basically seek out injury. But for most people, we're in a compromised state and with kind of an optimistic look that the FDA will, you know, continue really their good work and looking at stem cells being much, much more available and returning the American labs to their full function. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening to the Medical Insider podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you visit medicalinsider.com. Go ahead and sign up for these episodes. Get them sent directly to your inbox. Do us a favor and give us a like.